This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Yes, 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 I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Boy, my desk is a mess. If you can see my desk, you go, oh my God, why do I listen to him? 855-732-5563, that's 855-732-5563. And I do very much appreciate the time that you guys give me every night. You know, I know you could be listening to other shows. I know you could be listening to other peoples. Peoples, that's right, peoples. I did say peoples. So, again, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and giving me your attention. You know, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Seriously. Man, I tell you, we've got a lot of crazy stuff going on. The Hitler references are heating up towards Donald Trump. And you know what? I got to agree with him now, almost at 100%. That mainstream media and even fringe media is so dishonest. So, I mean, how many of you have heard a whole bunch today about the pro-life march? Raise your hand. I can see you. You don't know I can, but I can. The NSA gave me special permission. But you see what I mean? I mean, where was the big whoop today about, or all the information about, the pro-life march, right? Niente, nothing. All we keep hearing about is how Trump and Mexico, you know, America and Mexico is not getting along because of Trump, and Trump's like Hitler, and I'm going to play you a clip by ex-president, Mexican president, what was his name? God, I hate when I do this to myself. Yeah, just talk amongst yourselves. I'll be back in a minute. Vicente Fox, that's him. Right? I mean, he's gone. Go away. He's like the Obama rash. He never really just goes away, constantly there. So tonight, I'm going to have a lot of fun with the craziness that's going on the left. And again, we heard the women's march last week. We couldn't get away from it, right? It was all over the place. And nothing today on the pro-life. Right? Nothing. Yeah, you know, I love you guys. If I didn't have you around, I wouldn't know who I was talking about most of the time. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate time. All right, so I started talking when I sent the little tweet out or whatever it is we sent out to let you know that we're here. I saw this earlier, and I kind of like said, "You got to be kidding me, right?" I mean, can you imagine doing something like this about people on the left? No. Hey, how about this? Let's change the title, and let's call the title Islam as a Motive on CW's new show called Frequency for Serial Killing. That's right, insane serial killer cities, and Christianity is the motive. Yeah, they did that. They actually did that. And you're gonna keep supporting them, right? So the CW Frequency had quite the storyline in its freshman potential final season about a Catholic serial killer who wraps his victims in rosary beads, all in the name of Christianity. You think we'll ever see a show, a sitcom? I guess it wouldn't be a sitcom. A drama? Or on NCIS or anything like that? Right? Yeah, I you know, I missed this one, though, and I want to bring it back. Anyway, you ever think you'll see a drama where you find people that are beheaded? Right? In the drama, you know, and it ties back to Islam. Right? They had a show on, what was it? What have you seen? I know, because there's smart people in the chat room. Good Christian biatches. How's that? I always get away with that, right? Right? Remember that show? Or you had to go, have we had one on Islam? Have we had the one, I don't know, good Muslim biatches? Have we done that show yet? You think there is one? I mean, they've done it on the Mormons, right? They've done a whole sister wives thing to make them look really bad. Right? Now, all kinds of, good Christian biatches. And then we have this thing here, which was a Catholic serial killer. Wrapping them up in rosary beads. So, can somebody please send me a link? Because, I don't want to lie. I don't want to not tell the truth. So if there's one that deals with Islam or Muslims and what they do or don't do, I'm more than happy to put it out there. We'll talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Now, the show was about Ramey Sullivan, a New York PD detective, who, by the way of a mysterious ham radio, can communicate with his deceased father, New York PD Detective Frank, back in 1996. The two worked together to solve the case of the Nightingale serial killer and change the future. Now, through their investigation, they come to suspect a deacon named Joe. Oh, gee. I've never been a deacon, for the record. While Joe is seen as a saint in the community, and to his daughter, Megan, she proves otherwise. And during episode 10, The Edison Effect, Megan speaks to the therapist about what her father had done to control her family and how he was attempting to save them from themselves. And Joe twists scripture to use it for evil. There's a shock. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Xander Gibbs is going to join me after the break. We will have a lot of fun one way or the other tonight. We'll be back in a minute. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-
A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Xtendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Xtendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Xtendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Xtendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Xtendivite.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Thanks so much for being with me tonight. I do appreciate your time that you're here with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get him involved in the conversation pretty quick. I want to bring in Xander Gibb, joins me as he does every week. He brings a different viewpoint to things. Xander, thanks for being with me tonight.
Join you, Joe, of course.
I don't know if you knew this, and I just found out that I'm not smart. I just found this before I got on the air. Today is the 70th anniversary of the freeing of the people at Auschwitz. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
But, and you think about the pictures, if you're driving, obviously, don't close your eyes. But, if you close your eyes and think back to when I was in history, I don't know if they still teach this stuff. And you saw the pictures of those people and the piles of bodies. And you know what the American Army did? They made the Germans go get the bodies and bury them properly. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I think that's wonderful. Look into the eyes of those dead people. Look at them as human beings and have to bury them properly. Anyway, 70 years ago today, the people of Auschwitz saw hope. And you know that oppressive American flag that everybody screams about? How oppressive we are? What nasty people we are? I'm sure that when the Jews saw the American flag come around the corner, they were like, no, 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 go away, we're fine, right? Because you're so oppressive, America.
Well, it's obviously very oppressive. That's why so many people are flocking to come and live here.
Well, people want oppression, don't you know that? You're obviously not in with the in thing, with the in crowd or something like that. I don't know. Just makes me nuts. And we have so much to talk about, so much that it's just making me crazy because I'm watching the parades today. I'm watching all the stuff that's going on today, and I look at it and I just say, how disingenuous. By the way, Donna Marie from Niagara Falls, still cold, I would imagine there. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm watching the marches today, and because you know what I'm looking for? I'm looking for people dressed up as vaginas. I'm looking for the nasty signs, you know, stay out of my fallopian tubes, those kind of things, right? And I didn't see any of that. I didn't see any barrels on fire.
No.
I didn't see any kids walking around with trunks that little signs that say F Trump. Did I miss that, or what happened?
No, well, it was obviously a totally different philosophy. But it's interesting, when I was watching some clips of that march from last week, I actually said to my sister, why are people dressed as kebabs? And she's like, Sandra, they're dressed as vaginas. So take from that whatever you will. Yeah, we were talking to Marsha tonight about the difference between the two marches. It was like, the difference was like chalk and cheese, wasn't it? Let's face it.
Oh, hey, listen, I thought it was really interesting when I heard the news all week long. They were talking about the pro-choice march from Washington last week where the women were sticking up for women's rights and blah, 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 and gag me and all that stuff. And then today, what were they talking about? And they didn't give it much time, but they were talking about the anti-abortion march on Washington, D.C. to take women's rights away. And I'm thinking, God, you talk about a deliberate spin in a deliberate direction, right?
It is totally deliberate. And yesterday I was fighting with a friend of mine who sent me this left-wing article that said that Donald Trump wanted to introduce anti-gay legislation. And what it was something he was going to change in some document to make it illegal to discriminate against gay people. And so even the positive stuff gets turned on its head. But I'm actually sick of defending the fake stuff, and I'm sick of defending the stuff that's possible.
Well,
about being sent to death camps by Donald Trump, and
he's not sending gay and lesbian people to death camps. That's what he ran on, isn't it?
No. Well, if he does, I hope they've got disco balls and 24-hour disco music and whistles. And
you're gonna get me in trouble, dude. But you know what? What I love is if you've been watching any of the hearing processes, is the Democrats are trying to push these guys like Ben Carson into a corner, and they're all going the same thing. They're all saying, "I hope you plan on upholding the rights of the LGBTQ community," and he's going, "No, I plan on upholding the rights of every human being, of every person. There, nobody gets special treatment. Everybody will be treated the same and equally, and we'll make sure everybody has, the rights that they're afforded under the Constitution." Now, the left goes nuts with that conversation. How can you?
But wait. Isn't this what the LGBTQABCDFG community have been wanting all along, to be treated the same as everybody else? So now they're getting it. They still want to complain because, and I'll tell you for why, Joe, because if there isn't controversy, if there isn't trouble, the leaders of these LGBTABCDFG community don't make any money. It's a financially driven, ongoing complaint because it'll never be any good. If you give gay free golden houses with chauffeur driven limousines to gay people, there would still be something more that they would want.
Well, listen, I know as a member, well, no, I think they threw you out of the community, but as a prior member of the community, I mean, seriously, do you think that there's anything wrong with this line of thinking where, look, whether you're gay, lesbian, transgender, or whatever, you know what? You get treated like everybody else. You get the same rights and same freedoms as everybody else, right?
Exactly. I go to this ideology, which is kind of like a bit of Trumpism, really, and that's about being an American before everything else. You know, everything else is periphery. You know, I don't believe in being a gay American or a black American or a Catholic American or an Italian American.
Hey.
You're an American, for God's sake.
I agree with you. I've actually gone out of my way now to say, look, I'm an American of Italian descent. I'm an American. My ancestors are from Italy, you know, that kind of thing. I don't want to say I'm an Italian American anymore because that's really not true. You know, I get it. And you know what?
I'm sure that's for you, Joe, obviously, the Italian.
Yes, I got that jab. But really, there's nothing, and Xander, because you know, people think we hate everybody that's not from America, but there's nothing wrong with being proud of your heritage, is there not?
No.
You know?
No. I've been referred to as an Anglo-American, you know, because my mother is British. But I think anything that precedes the word American kind of detracts from being American, makes you less American. So, you know, why not be proud to be from the greatest, you know, country on the planet? Tell people you're an American. Don't make it any more complicated than it needs to be.
I agree with you. No, I think you're right. Hey, we're going to come up on the break here real quick, but I was doing a story in the last segment, which it tinged me very much. It's one of these shows, again, that kind of depicts a serial killer who wraps his... we'll talk about it on the other side of the break. Because I want you to hear this. I want to get your take on this. Maybe I'm being too sensitive. I don't know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with my guest, Xander Gibb, right after the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We have things about. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. And whether you want to believe it or not, this will make the hair in the back of your neck go up. Mexico will pay for the wall. And you short-sighted little people who think that Donald Trump always meant that Mexico was going to go into the checkbook and cut a check to the gold U.S. of A., you don't think much, do you? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You want to bring back my guest? I always enjoy when I have him on with me. Xander Gibb joins me. Xander has his own radio show every day called X-Rad. Xander, how do they find you?
You can find everything at xandergibb.com. You can find me on Facebook Live. We do the show on there, too. 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, weeknights. Join us.
So that was not you in the opposite corner of the Naked Cowboy in downtown New York? No?
Definitely not.
Okay, I just didn't know.
I'm kind of choosy who I have pictures taken with. No Democrats and no naked people.
Okay. Well, I don't blame you there. I don't even like to take my own naked pictures, but that's a story for another show. Anyway.
In other news.
Yeah. Very, very. So I see these stories and I go out of my mind because this was a show called Frequency. And in the show, it was an insane serial killer, and he cites his Christianity as a motive for the serial, you know, his serial killing. He ties his victims or he wraps them up in rosary beads. And his killing is all done in the name of Christianity. And they go through the story, and I hadn't finished it the last segment, but at the end of the story, here's the last two paragraphs of it. It says, through the investigation of the police department, they come to suspect a deacon named Joe. Fager's Joe, right? While Joe is seen as a saint in the community, his daughter Megan proves otherwise. During episode 10, The Edison Effect, it's called, Megan speaks to the therapist about what her father had done to control their family and how he was attempting to save them from themselves. Joe twists scripture, and in a flashback, Megan and her brother Robbie are huddled on the stairs behind the closed door. Joe is beating their mother while reciting 1 John 1:9. Okay? And I'm saying to myself, this even, do you remember that show a couple of years back they tried to float was Christian, Mean Christian Biatches? Remember that? It was the wives, it was all about women that went to church, Christian women, and how nasty they were to each other and all this other stuff. So I was thinking, I have yet to see good Muslim biatches. I have yet to see shows where, you know, there's been beheadings in the name of Islam, you know, on NCS. Why Christians? I'm confused.
Well, we're an easy target, aren't we, let's face it. And don't get me started on the subject of Muslim bitches, because you'll get me talking about Linda Sasser from Brooklyn, who wants to institute Sharia law in the United States.
Well, it's a good thing to do.
Don't live in Iraq here.
Oh, my God. But I know we're an easy target. But you've been in the entertainment world for a while. I mean, do they really not see? I mean, are they afraid of the Muslims? Are they just don't think it's going to sell? Or I don't get it. I'm just at a loss here. Help me understand.
I think that it's part of the circular ideology, really, that they attack us so much. And when we do even show our human side, it gratifies their commentary almost. You know what I mean?
Right. So, again, I'm going to touch on it a little bit, which probably wasn't the right word to use. Let's talk about the women's march last week again. But, you know, you used to work around or know some liberal people. I mean, what message what message did that march leave for anybody? What message other than anti-Trump and pro-choice?
It was kind of like anything goes. I saw women walking around with their bosoms akimbo, you know, and there were children there too. There were naked men. There were fat naked men.
I wasn't there. I swear to God, I wasn't there.
I wasn't either. I was elsewhere. But I don't think that was about family. It's kind of like the ideology of, you know, the Pride Parade used to be so different, but now it's about, you know, people going around naked with their bottoms hanging out and other body parts, and I don't think children should be around these kind of things, really.
No, they had those kids, we've done the stories together where they've done the slut shaming. Remember, no more slut shaming. And they actually do these marches in these cities with little kids dressed up slutty. And you can't use that word. It's negative on people. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Are you saying that there are no more boundaries? There's no more principles. There's no more morals. It's just kind of anything goes. Is that what these people are shooting for?
Yeah, absolutely. Because what they do is they're breaking society down. You know, one thing. You know, one segment. At a time, you know, when that women's march organizer Linda Sasser had these women shouting "Allahu Akbar," I kind of knew that she'd won that round because it's subliminal, and to me it's concerning, because if you're saying you're going to this march for women's rights and you're letting this Nazi Muslim woman, and I'll deal with the flack from that, Joe, like getting her to make you say "Allahu Akbar," what does that say about what you're doing? You know.
Yeah, we have definitely, as a whole, we have definitely lost our minds in society, because people, you know, I get links during the show too. Really, you think that's crazy? Check this out, you know, and the references to Trump being a Muslim, not a Muslim, sorry, the references to Trump being Hitler. I'm going to do a piece later on with our wonderful ex-president, Mexican president Vicente Fox, who said that when he saw the Republicans and Trump together at an event, it brought back visions of Nazi Germany, Hitler speaking to Third Reich soldiers. And I'm thinking, man, these guys are petrified. They're just petrified at what Trump might be able to do. Look, you've been watching him crank along all week long. Is he moving too fast? Not fast enough? Are you worried about anything that he's doing?
I mean, he's done more in 5 days than any president has done to keep his promises, and, you know, the Donald should keep it up. And I think that I think he's the kind of person that the more you criticize him, the more he's going to do, the more he's going to make a difference. I'm excited to be living in America right now because so many interesting things are happening. You know, we finally have someone in the White House that actually represents our needs.
People.
People. What?
He represents the average person.
Yeah.
You know, did you see the British Prime Minister today? And the two of them basically said in that press conference, to the chagrin of many of the reporters there, that they were both elected to finally bring the power back to the people, to care about the average, you know, citizen, whether you're a Brit or an American. And I was like, oh, my God, they don't know what to write. They're dead.
Yeah. Exactly. I really just think that you can see the level of desperation with the left right now, because you know that they're trying anything. Even with that joke story that was going around Twitter today, saying President Trump killed the five turkeys that Barack Obama saved. People were even saying, "Say, look, he even kills turkeys." It was a joke, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, no, people definitely on the left are on their last nerve. They're really, you know, now they know how we felt over 8 years of having Mr. Oblamo in there. And the fact was, we didn't do those kind of things. You know, I made a comment the other day that show me the mass hysteria that took place after Obama was elected. Show me the mass violence that took place, right? One person sent me a picture of two black dummies hanging from a tree. So one jackwagon in the South, one idiot with a low IQ decides to hang two black dummies from a tree, and that's the massive violence that took place after Obama got elected.
Right.
They got
exactly.
Nothing.
But what about those Republican riots where they were looting shops and smashing windows and holding up all of the oh, wait a minute, that was the Democrats, wasn't it?
Yeah.
This time.
Yeah, but the irony, I talked about that earlier this week. Look at the two stores they ripped up. They ripped up Starbucks was one of them, and there was another. Both of them were staunch supporters of the Democrats and of Hillary Clinton, right? Both of those places they ripped up were anti-gun places. I mean, they're just stupid. They just don't pay attention, and they're stupid.
But they didn't do it to Chili's. You see, they should have done it to Chili's, because Chili's have said that if President Trump withdraws the funding for Planned Parenthood, that they're going to fund them. So they should have done it to Chili's, too. It would have been a double whammy, wouldn't it?
Oh, God. So the UN chief says that populism is triggering a rise in intolerance. I want to talk about that the other side of the break. I'm sure you got something to say about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our Four Seasons sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Come on, that's hip music, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But forget that, because I want you to listen. I want you to pay attention. I want you to get informed. Xander Gibb joins us, as he does every week here on The Real Side with Joe Messina. I kind of start my weekend off with you, don't I?
For sure, every week, without fail.
That's kind of cool, you know? You go home slamming your head against the wall, I get it. You know, I get pretty crazy with this stuff, too, I know, right?
Yeah, I'm driving up since, like, 5:30 this morning.
Oh.
So, you know, it's a very long day on a Friday for me.
Well, when you're on, I stay in bed till noon, so I know I have plenty of energy to keep up with you. There you go. So, you know, everybody's concerned about this, you know, the nationalism that's going around at all these countries, including England. You know, now they want to be nationalists. Well, you know, that's what Hitler was. He was a nationalist, right? And they're trying to make it look like this is just such a bad thing. And now we've got the UN chief says the pop, you know, the rise in intolerance in the world is because of popularism. That's that Secretary General what's his name? Antonio, not one of ours.
Gutierrez,
yeah. He says the rise of populism has triggered an increase in anti-Semitism, racism, xenophobia, anti-Muslim hatred, and other forms of intolerance. The chief told several hundred people at Friday's annual commemoration of the Holocaust that a new normal of public discourse is taking hold, in which prejudice is given a free pass and the door is open to even more extreme hatred. This is the same UN that just passed a resolution against Israel.
Well, first of all, I have very little respect for the UN. I put them in the same category as Bill D. Blasardio. You know, they make a lot of noise and a lot of mess, but actually get very little done. I agree with President Trump. I think they should take away their funding. And I learned something very interesting today by watching a Brigitte Gabriel video, that America doesn't actually get to choose which refugees come into this country. It's actually the UN that chooses them. And I find that even more scary.
Wow, I did not know that. That's very, very good.
How we control the safety and security of American citizens if the UN are choosing who is coming in on a refugee status. That's a concern.
Wow, was not aware of that until you just told me. You know, I thought that we were the ones that chose, we were the ones that vetted, we were the ones that decided who came and who went.
Right, me That's too. Right. I thought that was the case until I heard that today on one of her videos. But that is even more concerning. And I wonder if it's the UN that have also done the same in Germany and France. And look what a mess they're in because of the unvetted refugees.
What are you talking about? The UN is the best thing that ever happened to the world. Don't you know? Just ask them. They'll tell you.
Please.
Oh, God. You know, there's so much going on today. And I keep coming back to the fact that just this whole thing, there isn't one thing that Trump is going to be able to do that's going to appease the left in any way, shape, manner, or form. Pelosi came out and said, hey, and Schumer, too, and basically said, you know, we're done. We're just going to fight this president around every corner. We're going to make it next to impossible for him to pass anything. And I'm thinking, what if they had said that about Obama?
Wait. I thought we were in control of the House and the Senate. So how much control do the Democrats really have?
They still haven't figured that out yet. Just give them a little hope, will you, Xander? Yeah. No. And they're looking in any way, shape, manner, form where they can slow things down. They can slow things down. There are certain things that require, you know, things to go to committee first, and they can slow it down in committee before it gets out to be done. Just like you watch. It'll be 2 months before we get a vote of any kind when Trump names his his Supreme Court. Now, the funny thing about the Supreme Court nomination is all 22 of the people he said he was going to choose would be pro-life. And Schumer has said, now, here's the funny thing about it. 70% of Americans want some kind of restriction on abortion. All right? Schumer says that they're not going to back anybody that doesn't line up with mainstream America. So Schumer shouldn't have a problem backing any one of the 22 that Trump chose, correct?
Yes, exactly. And the trouble is with regards to the constraints, the legal constraints with regards to abortion is that quite clearly, you know, with people like Carpenter and Gosnell, they were just the tip of the iceberg, and I'm sure there's more abuses of the rules going on than we actually know about.
Oh, yeah.
So it's one, even having the legislation, but enforcing it is another.
Well, I thought it was interesting that with Gosnell, they even, what was it, 22 days after the place was raided. And, you know, he wasn't turned in for the abortions that he was doing. He was turned in because he was selling drugs. He was actually selling prescriptions, selling drugs to people. So that's why he was being watched by the DEA and why they raided his place. When they opened up the refrigerator, and some of you are going to get grossed out, and they opened up the freezer, there were dead baby parts in there. And in one or two cases, dead babies as a whole.
Oh, so he worked at Planned Parenthood too, did he?
Yeah, well, he worked in a, what do they call them, satellite office or resource office, whatever. They have a special name for it. But, you know, you think about that. There was no questions asked. He would do an abortion at any time. and for any reason, and still feels like he was doing God's service. And I don't know, I know you didn't hear the show last night, but Nancy Pelosi came out and she said that the Dems are doing God's work while the Republicans are doing are dishonoring God. Let that sink in.
Say that again.
Nancy Pelosi last night, or the night before, I'm sorry, she said that the Democrats are doing God's work and the Republicans are dishonoring God. She actually said that.
Wow. These Dems have, you know, they're obviously smoking something very strong, given the extent of some of the commentary that they're making. Even Nancy Pelosi at the inauguration, she made such a big deal over getting a free pen. And I just was like, get out of the way. It's not even about you.
No.
You know, all you said about Mr. Trump, and you're making this big deal about getting a free pen. It's actually becoming nauseating, but what I'm sick of more than anything else, Joe, is that people, you know, obviously you get this too as a commentator, as a radio talk show host, people come to you with all of the allegations and want you to defend Mr. Trump, which I'm happy to do, but when it's so ridiculous and the commentary is just so vile, I'm not doing it.
Oh, God.
You know?
He didn't wave. Did you see that whole thing about he didn't wave to the military when he got on the plane? I mean, getting on a helicopter, whatever. Now, he saluted the one guy standing next to the stairs, but because, wasn't the military. He didn't wave to the press. It was customary for the president to wave to the press there on the tarmac before he gets on the plane. I'm thinking, it might be customary, but you don't have to do it. I mean, I'm sure pomp and circumstance makes him crazy. It's like, let's just do the job. I don't need all this other garbage. Right?
Right.
Don't you see him as that kind of guy?
I do, and you know, I'm sick of people saying, "Oh, that this is not presidential. It's not presidential to defend yourself in the media. It's only not presidential because the last president for the incumbent for the last 2 years has been such a weak-willed president, and it's like everyone walk over him and the country. That is what is seen as presidential. You know, every president is different. You know, I don't want to get on to Bush because I don't want to be, you know, I don't want to be disrespectful. I'm quite happy to do about Obama, though. But, you know, the last 8 years, we've looked so foolish in the eyes of the world because Obama was just so weak-willed about everything. And I don't think you can be... this ideology of being presidential, you can't be nice and be a good president, let's face it.
No, I don't think you can.
Be professional, but there are lines. I mean, look at this with the Mexican president. I'm glad Donald Trump reacted the way he did.
Yep.
You know, we're in control of this, and they will pay for the wall because, you know, it's funny, even before it had been said, it was clear that they were just going to tax them to the hilt. And if you don't like it, don't bring your crap into our country. Thank you.
Well, you know, and then the left is going nuts, going, hey, wait a minute, no, you can't do that because they're going to put the 20% back on that product. You know, they're not going to pay for it. We're going to pay for it. You go, nah, maybe not, because you know what's going to happen is Americans are going to get tired of paying for it. They're going to look for American products that are similar or the same. Those people that have their plants down in Mexico and other places, maybe they will bring their plants back up into, look, they left America because it was too expensive to operate here, period. Right? And it was the regulations that was making it too expensive to operate here. So for them to say that they won't be able to, you know, that the 20% will be passed on, people won't pay it, I'm not sure. It's not going to happen. They'll find a way to make it work, and they'll bring that product back to the United States, which is all Trump is actually looking for. And because I've talked too much, quickly tell people how to find you.
ZanderGive.com. Everything's there. The book, the album, the show, the musical, you name it, it's there.
I'm waiting for the musical. We've known each other for years. I'm still waiting for the musical. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host.
I'm already one.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Look, guys, when we come back, is Trump really Hitler incarnate? Seriously, we have to check this out. Everybody says he is. Must be. We'll be right back. They're nut jobs. They're all just freaks. My second hour.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the UK sent me this big list of